From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The co-chairmen of a bipartisan presidential commission have submitted tough new proposals to reduce the federal deficit, which a panel is considering ahead of Friday's vote. Retiring Republican Senator Judd Gregg joined his Democratic colleague Kent Conrad in endorsing the plan today.
Think of it as a two-step dance. There's the short term here where we need to keep the economy going and growing, and you don't raise taxes in the middle of a slow economy, or you slow the economy further. And there's the long-term issue of getting our fiscal house in order so people can have confidence in the future of this nation.
It appears the panel is relaxing its stance on a proposed overhaul to the tax code. Instead of dropping the popular mortgage interest tax deduction, the panel is proposing replacing the deduction with a limited tax credit. The Obama administration has reversed course on offshore drilling. The Interior Department says it will not approve any new drilling off the East Coast or in the eastern Gulf of Mexico for at least 7 years. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has details.
It was just last March that President Obama angered environmentalists and some coastal communities by saying he was willing to expand offshore drilling. He said he'd allow oil and gas companies to sink exploratory wells in areas long off limits, the Atlantic and the eastern Gulf of Mexico near Florida. Just weeks later, the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded and sank, causing a massive spill that turned into an economic disaster. With today's announcement, the Interior Department says for at least the next 7 years, it will not approve any new leases off the East Coast or off Florida's Gulf Coast. Environmental and tourism groups in Florida hailed the decision, saying it will protect the state's coastal areas and its largest industry. An oil industry spokesman says the offshore drilling ban will cost the U.S. tens of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in tax revenue. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Obama administration's welcoming next week's planned negotiations between Western powers and Iran. But as NPR's David Green tells us, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Iran better be ready to respond to fears about its nuclear program.
Secretary Clinton said she's encouraged that Iran has agreed to meet in Geneva. She spoke during a security conference in Kazakhstan and was talking about a sit-down plan for next week that's to include Iranian officials and officials from the U.S., China, Russia, and EU. The meeting will mark the first time in more than a year that Iran will hold top-level negotiations about its nuclear program. Already, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has warned there is no negotiating about Iran's right to enrich uranium. Clinton, for her part, said the talks will be a chance to stress to Iran that the international community is concerned about its intentions. Clinton said Iran is not entitled to a nuclear weapons program. She also said Iran should be coming to the Geneva talks in the spirit that they are offered. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
A string of positive economic data today is sending stocks surging. Dow is up nearly 250 points. This is NPR. Secretary Clinton is expected to face more questions about recently leaked diplomatic cables, some of which proved embarrassing to the U.S. and its allies. The founder of the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks, which released the documents without authorization, claims Clinton ordered diplomats to spy at the U.N. Today, the White House said the statement was absurd. Strong storms have been moving across much of the East Coast today. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, heavy rains and strong winds have left many without power.
Thousands were without electricity in the mid-Atlantic and New York after high winds knocked out power lines. The storm system brought several tornadoes to the southeast, including a possible twister in Buford, Georgia, where more than 50 homes were damaged, but no injuries were reported. A rock slide in Tennessee blocked part of a highway after that area received 2 inches of rain, and severe flooding blocked interstates in Atlanta and closed some roads in the Carolinas. As the storm system heads north, colder temperatures are moving in, and forecasters say some areas from Pennsylvania to New York could get up to a foot of snow through Thursday. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Heavy snow is wreaking havoc on transportation across Europe. Major airports in Britain and Switzerland are shut down. Flights in and out of cities across the continent are delayed. Hundreds of highway accidents have been reported. Sub-zero temperatures also led to the deaths of at least 8 homeless people in Poland. We continue to see an increase in U.S. stocks. At last check, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 251 points at 11,257, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 54 at 2552. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.